Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's March 20th, 1345, and another remarkable event is about to be uncovered by Aria, Rebecca, and Ollie, the Retrospectors.
We now know that the Black Death was caused by a bacteria brought into Europe by diseased fleas by rats on trading ships. But without modern science to help them out, 14th century scholars were forced to get creative when the King of France demanded to know the cause of the deadly pandemic wreaking havoc on the country. And so instead, they identified the cause as a rare planetary alignment which occurred today in history in 1345, the triple conjunction of Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars in Aquarius.
Yeah, and as ridiculous as all this sounds, it really highlights how confusing the plague was to people at the time. You know, we know now that the Black Death was caused by that bacterium. It's called Yersinia pestis. And yes, that it could travel both from person to person through the air, but also on infected fleas and rats. And both of those pests could obviously be found almost anywhere in medieval Europe, but they were particularly at home aboard ships of all kinds. And that's how the plague ended up making its way through Europe from port city to port city. But in the middle of the 14th century, you know, there was no rational explanation for it. You know, according to one doctor, for example, he said, instantaneous death occurs when the aerial spirit escaping from the eyes of the sick man strikes the healthy person standing near and looking at the sick. You know, people had no idea. So it's not surprising that that they went out searching for solutions for what was going on here.
Yeah, because even in the Middle Ages, when people were used to just everyone dropping dead, you know, seemingly randomly, I mean, medicine was in a very early stage. People were incredibly superstitious. Horrible diseases remained uncured. People, you know, commonly didn't live until much beyond their 30s. Even in that context, the Black Death, as we now call it, at the time it was just known as the pestilence, the bubonic plague, killed 25 million people around the world just in this first burst, because it came back again about 10 years later. By the time it came to England, there essentially wasn't a single village or hamlet that was unaffected by this. They reckon there's some bits of Bohemia in the whole of Europe were the ones that remained unaffected. But essentially, this went everywhere and affected everyone.
Yeah, and as for how Philip VI came to get involved and enlist the help of the Paris University medical faculty, he was nicknamed the Fortunate, presumably because he was a nephew of the previous king, whose three sons all happened to die without a male heir, elevating him very improbably to the throne in 1328, where his luck pretty much immediately ran out. His reign was broadly defined by, firstly, the disastrous opening stages of the Hundred Years' War, or as they probably called it, the war that would definitely be overseen, and the Black Death. They both broke out during his reign. By April of 1348, the plague had entered France via the southern ports and was rapidly spreading upwards. And the important thing to bear in mind is nobody knew when or if it would stop. There was a very real fear that this was going to wipe out everyone, like a second biblical flood or the coming of the apocalypse. And so this is a time when the king turned to the University of Paris and asked the medical faculty, 46 men, for their expert opinion on where this ghastly pandemic had come from and how it spread. And they ultimately produced a 10-chapter tract called Compendium de Epidemia, written in Latin.
Means the king made me do it.
That's right. By the time it appeared in October of 1348, Paris had been engulfed by the plague. Ultimately, about 40,000 people, roughly half the population of the city, would die. And so they posited several potential causes of the plague, but their working theory was that it was due to a phenomenon called a triple conjunction. A typical one, despite the name, actually involves two planets. The triple refers to them appearing to align three times. A triple conjunction involving three planets, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars in this case, is a very rare astronomical event occurring once every few centuries. The conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter is linked to disaster, and Jupiter and Mars was linked to disease. So all three is like, ooh, yikes. Plus, this was happening under the sign of Aquarius, which was the water sign, the humid sign. So their theory was that this particular alignment had caused a sort of influx of humid, hot, unhealthy, corrupt air, which, to be fair, wasn't 100% off.
Well, the message obviously didn't get through to the common person, because the common people were all like, nah, that sounds good and everything, but it was actually minorities. Because frequently, pretty much throughout the whole of the plague, the epidemic was blamed not on the stars, but pretty much just on marginalized groups within various communities. So you had witches and gypsies often becoming targets, while, of course...
I love how you acknowledge the witch community.
Right, you know, yeah, right. Important to always do so. But also, thousands of Jewish people were subjected to torture and burning, all being accused of having caused the Black Death. Preachers generally said that the disease was some sort of divine punishment for immorality. You know, that ties into the idea of this kind of new flood sent to wipe out a generation of sinners. And lots of people then decided that maybe prayer was the answer, and those who survived often attributed their survival on unwavering devotion, which led to a whole lot of splinter religions and cults in the aftermath of the plague as well.
Yes, and there was a trend more in continental Europe than in the UK, but there was a trend all over for self-flagellation, ostentatious acts of penance in public with people like whipping themselves and like imagine medieval torture type instruments, but being self-administered to purge the sin from themselves. Although, you know, just a glance around the community would have told you that religious people were suffering from the plague just as much as everyone else, that this was an equal opportunities killer. You know, the Jews, if they were responsible for it, were also dying of the bubonic plague.
Right. Yeah.
Although subsequent scholarship has shown that it did disproportionately affect the poor, surprise, surprise, because the richer you were, the more advance warning you would have had that it was coming, and they wouldn't have used this terminology then, but basically the opportunity presented itself for you to self-isolate.
Self-isolate, self-flagellate, and then you'll be better.
Yeah, the situation got so bad that Pope Clement VI was really kept busy trying to stay on top of these extreme overreactions that were taking place across Europe. He issued a papal bull condemning the self-flagellators, like, guys, this is way too much. And he actually, and you can't imagine that a medieval pope would be a great fan of the Jews generally, he issued two papal bulls condemning the pogroms against Jewish communities, asserting Jewish innocence in the plague, and actually offering the papal city of Avignon, where the Pope was based at the time, as a refuge for Jews. That's how that's how extreme it was. That you thought the Pope was coming in on behalf of the Jews, saying, guys,
like, guys, let's wait until this passes, then we'll have a good old anti-Semitic pogrom. Yeah. Let's not confuse our fun.
Well, and actually, apparently, the persecution of Jewish communities in France and Germany during the plague prompted a major wave of migration to Poland, which would ultimately become the centre of European Jewish life up until World War II.
I mean, The whole way that the Black Death was being treated was pretty appalling. You know, physicians often relied on very, very crude techniques such as bloodletting or boil lancing, which were both dangerous as well as unsanitary. And then superstitious practices such as burning aromatic herbs and bathing in rose water or vinegar or the like. And, you know, a lot of people just fled. You know, they just wanted to be away from sick people, because there was at least a connection being made that was correct, that if you were too close to sick people, then you in turn would get sick yourself. And so, you know, that meant doctors refusing to see patients, priests refusing to administer the last rites, and shopkeepers just closing their stores altogether, and lots of people going off to the countryside. But even there you couldn't escape, because it also affected cows and sheep and goats and pigs. You know, the Black Death was on all sorts of animals.
All sorts of mammals. Like, rats get a hard rap, I think. You know, it was on mice and chipmunks and squirrels. It wasn't just the rat.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, at least you had the visual signal to get away from someone, unlike with things like COVID. In the case of the Black Death, people who were infected would get swellings, black swellings in the armpit and groin. It could vary in size from, this is a vivid description, small egg to apple. And once they appeared on the body, they'd have around 3 days left to live. But just imagine what situation that put you in terms of your family. Like, people would see one of these things emerge on their loved one, know that was their death sentence, and then have to get away from them and leave them to die.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you're talking about what was the cause, like if you get it beyond fleas and rats, you could sort of say globalization, couldn't you? I mean, actually, this was, we now reckon, something that might have started in Mongolia as early as 1320.
Yeah, okay, so this is the thing. This is the thing that really surprised me. Most of us probably know that, you know, the plague came on the fleas, on the rats, on the trading ships. But how did it get on the trading ships? It got on the trading ships through a very deliberate form of bacterial warfare practiced by the Mongols. So we know that the Black Death probably began in Asia, possibly in Mongolia, but the way it first came into contact with Europe was in 1347 when the Mongol army besieged the port of Kaffa in Crimea, which was then controlled by the Italian Republic of Genoa. The Mongol Khan, Zhani Beg, used catapults to fling the plague-infested corpses of his dead warriors over the fortified walls, started an outbreak among the Genoese defenders. And it was then when they got back on their ships and hurried back to Genoa and from there off to the rest of Europe on their trading routes, that the rats then started spreading the plague. But it wasn't this benign coincidence. It was this very deliberate act of biological warfare.
Yeah, I mean, these days it's just easier to open a research laboratory and let rip.
Tomorrow.
Three of them escape. One of them failed. So you're still left with 76 people in there who potentially might try and repeat it.
Ditch the ads and get a Sunday episode when you join Club Retrospectors. Patreon.com/retrospectors.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.